My guest has had so many visions of heaven, and she has learned so many heavenly secrets. Now she's been charged to share these secrets so that you can implement them on earth. Your faith will soar.
Recently, Lori Ditto was on our other show, which can be seen on our online network, ISN, called Something More, where she answered some of the most amazing questions about heaven, questions that you have. Take a look.
Heaven is so much fun. It's so wonderful. Everything that we do in heaven has a lot more life excitement than here. So one of the things you'll be learning about God, learning about the Bible. So that's a lot of fun. The things that we currently do, maybe you're a baker or a painter. There are shops in heaven and people go and pick up your things. There's a lot of family time. There's family events, picnics. We go to all kinds of fun with each other. Heaven will be the best time ever, Bob. We're going to love it. That room was so intense. It had, for lack of a better understanding, say a million TV screens of people and what was happening in their life.
Well, that's interesting to picture that.
Yeah, it was. And Jesus was focused on very hurtful things, children who were human trafficked or people who were being abused. So he was very focused being and supporting these type of situations, which that was overwhelming. And suddenly there was a group of people who were praising God. And you know the scripture, he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah.
It drew him right away. And he just kept being with the hurtful situations that were going on. I was there in just a glimpse. It was actually, Bob, too much what God sees every day, what he deals with.
I can't
with.
Imagine.
So
you know?
One second was overwhelming for me. I saw my little dog from when I was 6, 7 years old. Her name is Snowball. Now, for people's pets, two requirements. If you love it and take care of it, God sees that as now his, because love is a very powerful thing. So those pets are all in heaven. Also, Bob, I saw pets in heaven, beautiful dogs, cats. They're in heaven, but their owner is not. Their owner never came to the saving knowledge of Jesus. So those people are eternally separated from God. Oh, I had always grown up believing once the pet dies, it dies.
Right.
So it was a shock for me to see my own pet there, which brings me so much happiness.
Lori, well, tell me about a vision that saved your life.
Oh, yes. So there was this one vision where I was underneath some circumstances when it starts, and I could hear the Lord say, "Where is she?" And I thought, "Where am I?" And an angel answered and said, "She's under these circumstances." And he said, "Stand her up." And right away, the angel stood me up, and we began walking. I could see Jesus. He said, "Come." And I was like, "Oh my gracious, come." So he wanted me to come up to him. And there were all these other brides, Sib. They were walking. They were walking towards him. And I was going there too. But my angel gave me a pathway, a less traveled pathway. And I thought, why would we go that way? But I noticed my dress had stains and things on it. But I followed the angel because I figured he heard the Lord tell me come. There were people along that pathway that they had said they needed food. I realized I was the bride of Christ. I could give them things on my bridal march. So I decided that I would pray for them. And the Lord was hearing my prayer. Who wouldn't? Which groom wouldn't give you on your wedding march what you're asking for? So then I realized if I look at you in the eye, I want all the people that I've looked in the eye, I want them to be a part of the wedding march. So I've asked Jesus, I asked him then and I ask him now, Lord, if I look somebody in the face, would you give that to me as a wedding gift? Write their name in the Lamb's Book of
Life. Would you look at them right now, those viewing?
Please pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, you're the maker of heaven and earth and me. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus Christ for me, for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for shedding all of your blood to purchase me out of all my many sins. Thank you, God. Forgive me, Jesus, for sinning against you. Forgive me. Save me, God, from hell, from all of the black fire that's in hell, and put me on the path that I will go to heaven when I die. Give me your Holy Spirit to be with me, to help me, to guide me. Be the Lord of my life all the days of my life. God, I want to be on this wedding march with you all the days of my life. And right now, I commit, you're my Savior. Take my life. I pledge my allegiance to Jesus Christ. I love you, Lord, and I grab a hold of the truth that I am a child of God. Amen.
Lori, these visions that you've had, yes, they're for Lori. One of them saved her life. But they're for everyone that is listening.
Yes, sir.
That's what's so exciting. It's almost like she takes some of the oxygen from heaven and brings it to earth for you. Tell me about the vision that cemented your identity. What did God show you in this vision?
Thank you. You know, Sid, I arrived in heaven with these two angels in uniform. They were wearing their wings and they were bringing me to the Lord, and I could see him. He was down like a meadow, and there were people all around him. And one of his angels there spoke to him and said, "She's here." And I knew they were talking about me. Oh, I felt so wonderful. She is me. She's here. And he looked up and he wanted me to come quickly. So he started to come, and my angels wanted me to hurry. But as I looked down, I saw my dress. And this dress is not a dress you want to have in heaven. It was the wrong color, but it wasn't about the color. It was so immodest. Definitely not a dress I would wear as a saved woman. And I just wanted to cover up. I didn't want the Lord to come by. And as he came close, it's like he couldn't see the dress. He went to put his hand on my face. And when the Lord touches your face, so wonderful. But I didn't want that. I said, "Don't touch me." And instantly he got serious. He said, "What are the charges?" And I started to tell him, "I don't believe I am who you say I am. I don't believe I'm important. I don't think I'm special." And it kind of, that wave left, and he said, "Continue." And I said, "I don't believe in you and in what you say. I don't think you're gonna do everything you said you're gonna do." And it just kept coming out. And he said, "Continue." And he wasn't put off. I said, "I'm a prostitute," which shocked me. I've never done that, but I have done that. What I mean by that is that I have done things for the pleasure of people. I've said things in such a way so that they would like me.
Been a people pleaser.
Yeah, but the Lord saw that in heaven as I was no better than a prostitute. But then Jesus, he looked in my eyes and he said, "Lori, that's who you were before I saved you. That's not who you are now. You're mine." I know who I am. I'm his. He marked me. He said it, and I choose to believe it. And when he said it, all this unbelief left me because I'm his. And I like that. I like being his. And I need to, I hold on to that because the devil wants to take that away. It's my identity.
And when you read the full vision, when you hear her teaching CDs, there's like a transfer of what happened to her, because the devil is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Mm-hmm. And in your life, when she shares this, you'll have the same revelation that she had. Now, one of my favorite subjects, because I hear so little about, is another vision you had, one that's not spoken of much in society, the fear of the Lord. Tell us about that.
So in this vision, I arrived and I was snuggled on a bench. I now know it was also the throne, but I was snuggled in the bench of God. And we were in the room where men come to make their petitions to God, their prayer requests to God. And there was this fog between God and where the people could stand. I could see through the fog. I knew that's the fear of the Lord. This fog was the fear of the Lord. And people were coming up, and they would try to come up and get tired and think they weren't going to come, but there were some people. They came all the way up. And what was amazing about this room, Sid, was the floor would light up. It would tell you the condition of your own heart. And you wanted it to be very bright where your feet. And they were talking to God very disrespectfully, demanding and declaring things that God had no intention of doing. And yet they couldn't see God because they didn't have the fear of the Lord. If they had had it, this fog would have moved and they could have seen God, because the fear of the Lord should be with us when we talk about God, when we talk to God, when we want to come close to God. We need the fear of the Lord. It not only is it the beginning of wisdom, but it allows us to communicate, to see God clearly. And I realized that those people coming up didn't have it, but you know, Sid, I think I didn't have it either. I was snuggled on the bench, but I realized if you want to come to heaven and talk to God, you want to come to heaven, you have to have the fear of the Lord. We need to welcome that and pray for that and invite that into our lives, because there's strength and power in the fear of the Lord. Oh, it's a gift. It's a real gift.
Are you ready for Lori to impart visions of heaven? Many start seeing visions after she teaches, challenges, or prays for them. Be right back. I'll have her pray for you.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Lori, tell me about the vision you had of the blood of Jesus.
Thank you. I was in the throne room. I was bent down low, and the Lord had assigned me a task. And he was sending to me through the floor authority and capability, and it came in the form of lightning. And it would come over and it would get me, and it would charge me up, and it would pop me up, and this wind would swirl me around and put me back down because I was not fully equipped yet. And that happened a few times, and then I was equipped, and the wind took me outside of this throne room, and this white fog came. I was so excited. I was so filled with so much joy and understanding. I can do this. I took off running. And the angel that was with me started chasing me, and I started giggling. And the angel, I didn't realize it, Sid, but I was in training. He was teaching me how to run and become to the point where I was breathless. Because when I was breathless, that's when the next jolt of electricity, this power, this lightning was going to get me when I was, and I needed it. It was a continuation. You can get more from heaven if you'll become breathless. So the angel was teaching me how to run with the task and the excitement. So I kept running until I had been trained, And then I got on an elevator with my angel, and we were coming down. I was talking to the angel, and I said, do you think they're going to believe me? And he said, God didn't say for you to get them to believe you. He just said to go and make sure that they know. And I said, well, can I practice on you? And he said, okay. I said, well, when you were first saved, and the angel said, I've always been saved. I said, yeah, but I'm practicing. He said, okay, okay. I said, when you were first saved, you were given this, and I showed him this little thimble cup. You were given one of these, and inside of it is a drop of blood. It's the Lord's holy blood. And you put your finger into this thimble cup and you pull it out. It will look like water, and then you put it on what you need it on, because the blood of Jesus Christ, nothing is more powerful than the blood of Jesus Christ. And you need to put your finger in this and put it on whatever is your problem. You need a healing. You need a breakthrough. You need holiness. You need the blood of Jesus Christ. And the angel said, you got it perfectly correct. And then the door opened of the elevator. And I was supposed to go tell the church, to tell the teachers and the preachers that we don't use the blood of Jesus. We don't even think about it. And things cannot happen. The power cannot happen unless you use what's in your cup. And you don't have to worry that, well, I only had one drop. Because for that situation, you don't need more than a drop. But when you come back with the next situation, there will be another drop waiting, because God is going to make sure it's there. And I knew when I came out, it wasn't about if they believe me. Take this message to as many people as you can. Run. Become breathless. Tell everybody that I can that what's needed in the situation is always, first, foremost, always the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing happens without, nothing good happens without the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's our victory. It's what we need. And in that training, I enjoy telling people the truth about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that that blood can't accomplish, because it already did. When he shed his blood, he said, it is finished. And with that authority, everything that God wants to happen can happen. If we will only believe and use what is true, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ working today.
God loves to teach people how to enter into their own visions with God. And, you know, if she could teach a child, she could teach you. You love to teach children how
to.
Tell me.
I do. I tell children, you know, every night you go to sleep, God doesn't sleep, and neither does your spirit. So I want you to practice, and then you'll know that it's God. You'll know that you're not working something up. So when you go to sleep at night, and it will work for grown-ups, but when you go to sleep at night, ask Jesus, come get me. Take me with you. I want to be with you. And it's been remarkable, Sid. Children have told me about how God has taken them and shown them different parts of heaven. He's shown them the galaxies, things they're interested in, and they know God. And once you know God, you're not going to depart from him. What you saw was real. And when they come back and tell me these amazing things, I want it too. I want to see what they saw. But when you see God, when you have a vision, when you know God, you're rooted and grounded in his love. That's never changing.
Lori, I want you to pray for an impartation. I want to have visions and dreams like you. You want to have visions and dreams like Lori. Lori, would you pray?
Thank you. I want you to check yourself. You tell unbelief to get out of you. And if the Holy Spirit is bringing any type of sin into your life, then you need to repent, because you're getting ready to ask God to bring me close to heaven, and you want to be right and righteous. And so that's really important that we ask God for those things. So Lord, check me right now. God, I want your holiness. Forgive me of my sin. And then Jesus, you're not a respecter of people. We all want to come to heaven, God. You know exactly what we need to see in our life to put us running strong in our lane. I come asking you, Jesus, for that, for myself, for all of my friends, anyone who's watching, God, that today they'd be equipped. Or when they go to sleep tonight, Jesus, while they're sleeping, come and get them. Ask Him, come and get me. Agree. And we will leave behind unbelief because you're our great King. You're the one who loves us. You want us in heaven with you eternally. Why not bring us today so that we can see it? We can hold on to it. We can be changed by it. God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord, and bring us even now in visions that will change our life. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who did everything He could to bring us with, to bring us to Him, so we can be with Him. This is the God whose blood saves. This is the God whose blood made a way for us to come to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Only believe, all things are possible. I'm here with Lori Ditto, and we have her brand new book, and we're excited about it because the previous book that we offered with us was a bestseller, The Hell Conspiracy. She provokes me to jealousy. She's been to hell. That doesn't provoke me to jealousy. She's been to heaven numerous times. And her brand new book, Encountering Heaven, Lori, I have to ask you, why did you write this book of your, was it 15 supernatural encounters of the many you've had? Why'd you pick those 15? Why'd you write this book?
Thank you. I wrote this book because if we know what heaven is like, then we can live our lives accordingly. You know, the scriptures teach, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But what's it like in heaven? And so the Lord has given me permission to tell these 15 visions in this book. And I tried hard to make sure that you could find out all of the parts of heaven and what's happening there and how we can bring those things down into our everyday life. I really think it's going to help us, Sid.
Now, of course, the book is brand new, but you have shared these visions before. What kind of impact does it have on groups when you share these stories?
Thank you. You know, several things happen. First of all, people want to know Jesus, and so we see salvations. We see deliverances. People will leave behind pain and sorrow, and they'll accept Jesus' forgiveness of their sins. And another thing that happens is it's always restorative. I've seen marriages be restored. I've seen families come back together. Talking about heaven really does bring heaven right into the midst of what it is that you're surrounded with.
Just out of curiosity, if you hadn't had these visions, would you have been able to handle this walk on earth after having experienced the riches of heaven? I mean, from what I understand, they were life-changing just for you.
Yes, this is so true. Because I've had these experiences, not only am I a stronger Christian, a better wife, I pay much more attention as a mom and a grandma, but you know, my witnessing has increased so much because now I can tell everyone about our great God and what's happening in heaven. It really has changed my life forever in a great way.
Now, before these experiences, would you have a passion to tell people about the reality of Jesus, everyone you see? Or once you had these experiences, did it cause that?
Well, I was saved in a vision. And so right away, when Jesus saved me, it became important, addictive. It was a need. I need to tell everyone about Jesus. And I know that was because of the visions. And maybe I have more visions because the Lord knows that once I know what's happening in heaven, I got to tell everybody about it because it's our forever home.
I can tell you, because I know these visions, that she wouldn't be standing here if she hadn't had these encounters. And some of you are waiting to see these visions because it's almost literally like you're going to heaven with her for your own experience as you're reading it, because these visions were given to her, not just for her, although they were life-changing for her, they were given to her for you, so that you can walk in more of heaven on earth, so that you can be an ambassador to heaven. You know, you will naturally say what is inside of you. And I'm going to tell you as a fact, the purpose of this book is not to be just an evangelist. The purpose of this book is not to just walk in miracles. The purpose of this book is not to just get rid of depression once and for all and fear once and for all. The purpose of this book is for you to be an ambassador, to bring a little more of heaven to your marriage, to your children, to your neighborhood, to your friends, and yes, many of you, to the world. A brand new book, Encountering Heaven, and brand new and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Encountering Heaven for Yourself. Lori, you didn't tell me about the three CDs. Tell us about it.
Thank you. I had such a wonderful time making each of these CDs. So I answer the most asked questions about heaven. Questions like, what about suicide? Are there pets in heaven? All kinds of questions that I get asked all the time. What about our bodies in heaven? And so I took the time, we wrote them all out, and then I explained each one. So that's on there. Another tape that I made was, how can you encounter God? From the limited knowledge that I have, I tried to share with you how I encounter God so that you can too. And the third CD is all about the different ways that God speaks to us so that you can hear Him better and you can encounter all the different ways that God is reaching out to be with you. And, it was fun.
You know, after you teach this, Lori, you pray a prayer of impartation of what you have taught, that it go right into you. So again, the brand new book, Encountering Heaven, and the brand new and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Encountering Heaven Yourself, plus the free copy of The Hell Conspiracy. This resource will bring heaven to earth now, and you need it now.